Hello and welcome to episode 2 of series 5 in the Relaxing Piano Playlist with your host James Quinn here at the piano. Thank you very much for joining me. In this episode, you're going to hear a number of pieces ranging from a wide variety of composers, covering the classical and the romantic periods. The first piece that you're going to hear comes from a new composer added to the podcast in the form of the composer Christoph Gluck. Born on the 2nd of July in 1714, where he was raised in Bohemia and later died on the 15th of November in 1787 in Vienna, he specialised in Italian and French opera. The piece you will hear is going to be a piano arrangement from probably his most well-known opera, Orpheus and Eurydice, and this is simply called Melody, which originally comes from the second ballet. This arrangement was made possible by the romantic composer Alexander Szilagyi. The next set of pieces comes from the romantic period. For the first of these comes from a return to the French composer Gabriel Fauré, and in this instance, you will hear another piano arrangement of one of his well-known works, Pavane. This was published as Opus number 50. Afterwards, we then have a short piece from yet another new composer in the form of the Russian composer Anatoly Liadov. Born in St. Petersburg on the 12th of May of 1855 and later died on the 28th of August in 1914, he was immediately submerged into music from his extended musical family. After he was initially first taught by his stepfather Konstantin, who was a conductor, later, he would enter into the St. Petersburg Conservatory in 1870, where he studied piano and violin, as well as counterpoint. His work was recognised by members of The Five, notably by Mussorgsky. He would also enter in the composition classes given by Rimsky-Korsakov. To give you a first glimpse of his compositional style, you will hear a short work, his Prelude No. 1 in B minor, which he wrote in a small set of 3 piano pieces published as Opus number 11. We then make a return to the composer Johannes Brahms for our next piece, and you will hear his Intermezzo number 3 in C sharp minor, which he published in a short set of 3 intermezzos as Opus number 117. To finish off this section, we revisit the Russian composer Sergei Rachmaninoff for our penultimate piece, in which you will hear his Moments Musicaux No. 3 in B minor, which he wrote and published 6 of these in a cycle as Opus number 16. After this, you'll hear another slow movement from a piano concerto to finish off this episode. And in particular, we return to the classical composer Ludwig van Beethoven. In this case, you will hear the second movement, set to the speed of Largo, from his third piano concerto in C minor. He composed this between the years of 1800 to 1803 and was published the following year, and he dedicated the whole work to Louis Ferdinand of Prussia. So to recap, here is the order just once more. Melody from the second ballet of the opera Orpheus and Eurydice by Christoph Gluck and arranged by Alexander Szilagyi. Pavane, Opus 50 by Gabriel Fauré. Prelude No. 1 in B minor from Opus 11 by Anatoly Liadov. Intermezzo No. 3 in C sharp minor by Brahms. Moments Musicaux No. 3 in B minor by Rachmaninoff. And finally, Movement No. 2 from Piano Concerto No. 3 in C minor from Opus 37 by Beethoven. So sit back, relax, and I hope that you enjoy all of the music. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That brings us to the end of this current episode of the Relaxing Piano Playlist. I hope you enjoyed all the music. Do join me for the next episode for some more soothing piano music. So until then, all the very best and take care of yourselves. Goodbye for now.